Hello everybody, you're listening to Osho Radio. We have a discourse for you by Osho and beautiful music from the world of Osho made by Osho lovers and Osho friends. The keywords for today's program are celebration, dropping the past, innocence, children, the crazy world, and, above all, awareness. Just sit back and relax and enjoy.
Adolf Hitler was insane, playing all his deadly games. So was Stalin, Genghis Khan, and Timur Lenin. Looking in the rear of your mirror, we see all the faults and errors. But we miss the bullshit that we're stepping in.
But when the shit hits the fan, we'll be in the frying pan, once again repeating all that just went wrong. When the shit hits the fan, hold your presence if you can. Hold the best, say your prayers and be strong. They say history repeats all those sad and stupid deeds that was then, and we have come a long, long way. And the leaders we've got now are of a different breed somehow. Good old cowboys from Texas here, hooray. But when the shit hits the fan, we'll be in the frying pan, once again repeating all that just went wrong. When the shit hits the fan, hold your breath if you can. Hold the best, say your prayers and be strong. Right way, you will never go astray if you close your eyes and follow all the rest. 10 billion flies just can't be wrong. Eat more crap and sing along. Trust your leaders, cause they know just what's the best. But when the shit hits the fan, we'll be in the frying pan, once again repeating all that just went wrong. When the shit hits the fan, hold your breath if you can. Hold the best, say your prayers and be strong. Hold the best, say your prayers and be strong. Hold the best, say your prayers and be strong.
The discourse today is from the series Come, Come, Yet Again Come, number 12, question number 2. Somebody is asking Osho about the fact that the world seems to be getting crazier and crazier all the time. But Osho says the world has always been like that. The world has always been the same, upside down, crazy, insane. Only one thing new has happened in the world, and that is that we are becoming aware that we are crazy. This awareness is a great blessing. Thank you.
the second question. Bhagwan, the world seems to be getting more and more crazy from day to day. Nobody knows what is going on, and everything is upside down and confused. This is what is told in the newspapers. Is it real? And if so, is there any intrinsic balance in life which is keeping everything stable? The world is the same. It has always been the same, upside down, crazy, insane. In fact, only one thing new has happened in the world, and that is the awareness that we are crazy, that we are upside down, that something is basically wrong with us. And this is a great blessing, this awareness. Of course, it is only a beginning. Just the ABC of a long process. Just a seed, but immensely pregnant. The world was never so much aware of its insane ways as it is today. It has always been the same. In 3,000 years, man has fought 5,000 wars. Can you say this humanity is sane? One cannot remember a time in human history when people were not destroying each other. Either in the name of religion or in the name of God or even in the name of peace, humanity, universal brotherhood. Great words hiding ugly realities. Christians have been killing Mohammedans. Mohammedans have been killing Christians. Mohammedans have been killing Hindus. Hindus have been killing Mohammedans. Political ideologies, religious ideologies, philosophical ideologies are just facets to murder. To murder in a justified way. And all these religions were promising the people that if you die in a religious war, your heaven is absolutely certain. Killing in war is not sin. Being killed in the war is a great virtue. This is sheer stupidity. But 10,000 years of conditioning has seeped deep into the blood, into the bones, in the very marrow of humanity. Each religion, each country, each race was claiming that we are the chosen people of God. That we are the highest. Everyone is lower than us. This is insanity. And everybody has suffered because of it. Jews have suffered immensely for one single folly that they committed. The idea that we are the chosen people of God. Once you have the idea that you are the chosen people of God, then you cannot be forgiven by others because they are also the chosen people of God. And how to decide it? No argument can be conclusive. And nobody knows where God is hiding, so you cannot ask him either. He cannot be brought in the court to be a witness. Then only the soul is going to decide. Whosoever is mighty is going to be the right. Might has been right. Jews suffered, and really, for centuries, but the suffering has not changed them. In fact, it has strengthened the idea that they are the chosen people of God. Because the same people who tell them that you are the chosen people also tell them that the chosen people have to go through many tests, many fires, to prove their mettle. I have heard about an old rabbi, must have been a very sane man, praying to God. He was praying for years and years and never asking anything. And you know, prayer is a kind of nagging. You go on nagging God every day, morning, afternoon, evening, night, 5 times every day. God must be getting tired, utterly bored, and he was not asking anything. Otherwise, there was a way out. If he was asking for something, it would have been given. And the rabbi would have been told, get lost. But he was not asking anything, just praying. Finally, God asked him, why you go on torturing me? What do you want? And the old rabbi said, just one thing. Is it not time that you should choose some other people? Please, make some other people your chosen people. We have suffered enough. But this is not only so with the Christians, Jews, Mohammedans, Hindus. It is exactly the same with all the people that have existed up to now. The racial ego, the religious ego, the spiritual ego is far more dangerous than the individual ego, because the individual ego is grass. You can see it. Everybody can see it. It is so visible on the surface. But when the ego becomes racial, Hinduism is great. You don't think you are claiming anything for yourself. Indirectly you are claiming, I am great because I am a Hindu and Hinduism is great. This is an indirect way, a subtle, cunning way. I am great because I am a Japanese, because Japanese are the direct descendants of the sun god. Or I am a Chinese, and the Chinese are the most civilized people, the most culture. When the Westerners reached China for the first time, they laughed looking at Chinese. They looked more like caricatures, cartoons, rather than men. Just 4 or 5 hairs is sticking out of your beard, and that's your whole beard. What kind of people are these? The first Europeans wrote in their diaries that it seems we have discovered the missing link between the monkeys and men. And what the Chinese were writing in their journals, even the emperor of China was very much interested in seeing the Europeans because he has heard many stories about them. They were invited to his court, not because he respected the Europeans, but just to see what kind of people are these. Never heard before. And he could not contain his laughter. He started laughing when he saw the Europeans. The Europeans were very much embarrassed. Why he is laughing? They were told that that is his way of appreciating. He always laughs, enjoys. That is his way of welcoming the guests. But the reality was that he could not believe that these are human beings. He asked his people, have you brought them from African jungles? They look like monkeys. That's how the ego functions. The other is always reduced to the lowest possible. And compared to the other one, raises oneself higher. You ask me, the world seems to be getting more and more crazy from day to day. That is not right. It has always been so. Only one thing new is happening, which is a blessing, not a curse at all. And that new thing is, for the first time in the whole history of humanity, few people are becoming aware that the way we have existed up to now is somehow wrong. Something basically is missing. In our very foundation, there is something which does not allow to grow into sane human beings. In our very conditioning are the seeds of insanity. Every child is born sin. And then slowly, slowly, we civilize him. We call it the process of civilization. We prepare him to become part of the great culture, the great church, the great state to which we belong. And our whole politics is stupid. Then he becomes stupid. Our whole education is ugly. Our politics means nothing but ambition. Naked ambition. Ambition for power. And only the lowest kind of people become interested in power. Only the people who are suffering from deep inferiority complex become politicians. They want to prove that they are not inferior. They want to prove it to others. They want it to prove to themselves that they are not inferior. They are superior. But what is the need to prove if you are superior? The superior man does not try to prove anything. He is so at ease with his superiority. That's what Lao Tzu says. The superior man is not even conscious of his superiority. There is no need at all. It is only the ill person who starts thinking of health. The healthy person never thinks about the health. The healthy person is not self-conscious about his health. Only the sick, only the ill. The beautiful person, really beautiful person, is not self-conscious about his or her beauty. It is only the ugly who is constantly worried and making every effort to prove that it is not so. In fact, proving to others that I am not inferior, I am not ugly, he is trying to prove it to himself. The others function as a mirror. If the others can say that, yes, you are great, and they will say it only when you are powerful, when you are rich. Otherwise, they are not going to say. Who is interested in your ego? They are interested in their egos. But reluctantly, when you have power to destroy, they have to accept. Adolf Hitler was mad, but nobody in Germany dared to say it. Many felt it, that he is mad. But the moment he was defeated and committed suicide, many people started writing that they had always felt. Even his own physicians, who had never dared to tell the person himself, at least they were supposed to say the truth. They were the physicians. Even they have not told that he is sick, badly sick, not only physiologically, but psychologically too. That he suffered from many nightmares, that he was constantly afraid of being killed. He was obsessed with the idea that he is going to be killed, so much so that he never got married. He got married only when he had decided to commit suicide, just 3 hours before. To avoid a woman in the same room, he never got married. Because who knows, the woman may be a detective, a spy, an enemy. And while he's asleep, she may kill him, poison him. He never trusted even the women he pretended to love. He had no friends, because to be friendly with someone means trust, and he was so doubtful. The politicians are insane, but we teach our children to be politicians. We teach our children the same culture that has tortured us, the same values that have been heavy on us, that have only proved subtle chains, imprisonment, but we go on conditioning our children. The same education that has destroyed our grace, our innocence, we go on stuffing the same knowledge in our children's heads, and we go on lying to our children as our parents were lying to us. And this has been going on and on for centuries. How can humanity be healthy, wholesome, relaxed? It is bound to be crazy. Just look what lies you go on telling to your children. A little boy rushed into her mother's room and said, "Mommy, I had always wanted to ask one question, but today it is very urgent. I want right now the answer." The mother was changing her clothes, getting ready to go out, and the son asked, "What are these two things on your chest?" The mother felt a little embarrassed how to explain to the child about the breasts. "Now it is a simple thing to explain, and children are very understanding. It could have been told easily that they are meant for small children to get their nourishment, and the thing would have been finished then and there. But we have become such accustomed to lies." The mother immediately invented a lie. She said, "These are balloons. When a woman dies, God pops up these balloons. They become bigger and bigger and bigger. And then the woman's body starts rising towards heaven." The child said, "Now I know what is happening." The mother said, "What is happening?" He said, our maid servant is dying. But poor daddy is trying hard to prevent her. He is lying on top of the servant, holding her down, pumping her balloons to pull the air out, and the maid servant is saying, God, I am coming. Now these are stupid lies, and you think humanity is going to be sane? It has always been insane. Always it has remained upside down and confused. Because you have been brought up on lies. But one thing good is happening today. At least few intelligent young people are becoming aware that our whole past has been wrong and it needs radical change. We need a discontinuity from our past. We want to start afresh. We need to start afresh. The whole past has been an experiment in utter futility. Once we accept the truth as it is, man can become sane. Man is born sane. We drive him crazy. Once we accept that there are no nations, no races, man will become very calm and quiet. All this continuous violence and aggression will disappear. If we accept man's body, its sexuality, naturally, then all kinds of stupidities preached in the name of religion will evaporate. 99% of psychological diseases exist because of sexual depression. We have to make man free of his past. That's my whole work here, to help you to get rid of the past. Whatsoever the society has done to you has to be undone. Your consciousness has to be cleaned, emptied, so that you can become like a pure mirror reflecting reality. To be able to reflect reality is to know God. God is just another name for reality, that which is. And a man is really sane when he knows the truth. Truth brings liberation. Truth brings sanity. Truth brings intelligence. Truth brings innocence. Truth brings bliss. Truth brings celebration. We have to change this whole earth into a tremendous festival. And it is possible, because man brings all that is needed to transform this earth into a paradise.
face the beast with trembling arms. When all the lights go out in the temple of your sky, let the darkness be your home, your friend.
And now again.
In today's program, you heard music Before the Discourse by Maniko from her beautiful CD House of the Beloved, a song called Nature of Things. Then there was a crazy song by Bindu called In the Frying Pan from his CD The White Man's Burden. Just before the discourse, the instrumental music was from the world of Osho from a CD called Five Fingers. After the discourse, we played Nadama from his CD Healing Touch, playing the piano with a number called Remembrance. Then there was another poetic and beautiful song by Maniko called And Now. This was Osho Radio for today. It was a very intense program. Make sure you take some time to get back into the world after it's finished. Goodbye for now. Stay tuned to Osho Radio. Until the next time. Namaste.
Only by the wind. reach out across the world. I may not complete this last one, but I give myself to it. I circle around God. I've been circling for thousands of years, and I still don't know. Great song.